Yo, hello to your folks. I'm Sunday S, and this is my podcast, like the rest. It's an intern edition, so I'll teach you a lesson about hip-hop and the degradation of women. So grab your popcorn and set on down, because my podcast's gonna rock your whole town. I'ma make you think and I'ma make you stutter, because my podcast's gonna be smooth like butter. Word!
Back in the days of our grandparents and great-grandparents, men had various ways of celebrating women. One way was music.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
When a man was singing about a woman, he was either courting her, missing her because she got away, or appreciating her.
To take us over the road.
Let's take a trip down memory lane. Now in the 70s, we heard great hip-hop artists like Afrika Bambaataa and Curtis Blow.
Breaks on a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar. Breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks rock your shoes.
Plus, we had some great love hits, like I Need Love by LL Cool J in the 80s.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts. And I'm not.
But during the 90s in the hip-hop game, the way rappers showed their desire for women started shifting. What happened between now and then? My mom seems to think men were more respectful back in the day. She's a radio personality and used to work at KGLH in LA as Yo Girl D.
There's been a huge change. Old school, I guess they come from a more romancing point of view. LL Cool J's I Need Love, which your father happened to write, was a more romancing song versus today's hip hop, which women are generally referred to as hoes and bitches.
My dad used to be a DJ in a group called LA Posse, where he was, and still is, known as Muffla. He produced platinum albums for well-known rappers, like LL Cool J. My mom's friend, Dee Barnes, an old-school female rapper from the group Body and Soul, says the game has changed, but the players have stayed the same.
The only difference now it is that things are more blatant. But if you go back and, you know, listen to hip-hop songs like in the 70s, you know, the male ego was still there, and they were still talking about a woman and objectifying her, or whether she was a good female or a bad female. It's still the same. It's just that the game has changed now where everything's more open.
Is that just the old school talking? I wanted to know how it affects today's young hip-hop artists. So I asked Shira Gums how she feels about listening to current artists like Rick Ross and Lil Wayne.
At first, when I was still listening to them, I tried not to think about the words that they were saying. I used to just listen to the beats or listen to their flows. But now that I'm older, I feel disrespected. But at the same time, they are not directly speaking to me. They're speaking about young ladies in general.
I agree. Even now and then, when I listen to YG and Tyga, whose lyrics about women I can't even repeat on the radio, I don't feel like they're talking about me specifically. But then again, who does deserve to be talked about like this?
Rack City chick, rack City chick, 10, 20s and them 50s chick, 100D VIP, no guest list, T-Vlog, you don't know who you with. Got my other chick, hugging on my other chick, hugging all night, and we ain't celibate.
My mom thinks there's a difference between how women react to being disrespected now versus back then.
Where I come from in my era, getting cussed out was never a good time. It was always, you know, fighting words. But as I watched these women on the dance floor, they related to being called bitch. They related to give me some. You know, they related to these things so strongly that I have to wonder whether or not they have a connection with their own femininity. but there's got to be a balance. So the young women are affected because they're on the dance floor going, hey, and the men are like, yep, that is what you are. So I don't have to respect you and I don't have to treat you accordingly like the queen that I know you're supposed to be treated like. And it's kind of sad because it just leaves a black and white society. You know, either you're a bitch or you're a hoe in this cat's world. Who needs that?
Nobody. In fact, young people I know are rejecting the feel of mainstream sexist hip-hop. 17-year-old rapper Salim Boykin is one of them.
I don't pay any mind because I don't really mess with that type of music. I see hip-hop as positive. If it's not positive, I don't think it's hip-hop.
And other young artists agree.
Most rappers today are not really rappers. They just talk about foolishness. They talk about sex, violence, and money. That's all. They don't have no real meaning to any of their songs. If you listen to like Drake, Lil Wayne.
Now that we know what some people think is the problem, what are their solutions?
I need to continue down my path as an artist and to show people that there is another side of women and how they should be treated.
You know, it all can't be one-sided. It all can't be we all came from being shot. We were all dope dealers. You know, we're all thugs. You know, I mean, you got to have that because that's an element of life. So I won't say take that away. But I will say, let's have a little bit more flavor. Bring back the party rapper. You know, bring back the intelligent rapper, the Public Enemy rappers, you know, the Boogie Down Production, KRS-One's. Bring those people back. Give them a voice. It was almost as if, you know, the record industry said, well, we're just going to stick with this one thing and that's what we're going to market to the kids.
The consciousness, I think, is missing from hip-hop. It's like hip-hop has an identity crisis, you know, that's what's happening right now. I think that if I could change anything in hip-hop, there would be that balance where you would hear not just the negative, but you'd hear the positive, too. Because not everybody's talking about, you know, ass. You know what I'm saying? We got other things going on in the world.
I know this could take a long time, but I think people, especially teenagers, should change their mindset about hip-hop music and women.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul.
And for teenagers making music, instead of talking about women as strippers or baby mamas, talk about how they help us understand the fundamentals of life, how they are brave enough to raise kids with or without husbands, and how they often succeed in doing so with bachelor's and master's degrees. Our mothers, sisters, aunts, and grandmothers, don't they deserve the respect of hip-hop? I'm not saying everyone has to go and throw out their Lil Wayne CDs, but like Captain Planet said, the choice is yours. Until hip-hop stops, this is Sunday Simon. It's underground original, pure untap of the down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her. Yes, y'all, if you don't stop.